why do you like Canada, Elton John?
I don't know. I was pissed with rain all day. Excuse me. It's very fresh. I mean, the first thing I noticed when I got off the plane was the air was fresh. So, I mean, it really was. It was cold, but it smelled like England.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
I was really pleased. And I was Elizabeth's on the coins, isn't she? I mean, there you go. And it seems English,
that
this place.
Change.
It really, that could change, yeah. But I mean, it does seem English to me, and I really, that really is nice. Some people in the hotel are English, and you get so fed up with people saying, "What kind of dressing do you want in your salad?" That it really is. And we have so many hassles with long hair and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, I took my wig off this evening.
No.
No, I just had my hair cut. But I mean, like, even with short hair, I get terrible hassles. I don't know why. I had my hair cut because it was in a terrible condition. I was going to Hawaii and I was going to swim every day. If I had to drive, it was really the longest it's ever been down there. And I just couldn't cope with it anymore. Mm. What does it mean? Rubbish. I have a dyed tartan tomorrow.
Whoa.
Dyes your tartan.
Well, Elton John, what's coming up for you in the way of albums?
I have a live one with Mae West coming up in 4 years' time. If we can both get on the same microphone. Here, she's put on a little weight. There's a new album coming out. I hope there's going to be this bloody live album. Get that out of the way, and there won't be anything from me for about 6 months. But we'll have an album. By that time, we should have two albums ready.
Yeah.
I just don't want there to be anything after the live album for a long time, because I think people are going to criticise the live album coming out, and they are going to get a bit fed up with Elton John being rammed down their throats. I would be. I'm getting fed up with it.
Well, is it being rammed down their throats so much in Britain as in, like, North America?
It was while we... No, not in... Because there's only one radio station for a start, and so you don't get it rammed down your throat so much, right?
Yeah.
No, the English people sort of reacted to me after I was a success in North America. They sort of... The albums both went zooming up the charts, and the new ones come straight in at 20.
Yeah.
They've been very nice to us. English audiences have been, and the English sort of reaction has been very understanding, and we've had more criticism. It's funny that, I mean, you get criticised for different things over there than you do over here. I like the Friends album is going to be criticised more over here, I think. But in England it's got rave reviews, you know, so you win in both territories. I don't mind. You can't please everybody, for Christ's sake. I never intended to say that, to please everybody. I can't believe it's, you know, it's all happened anyway. I can't believe we sold 1 million albums of Elton John. It seems ludicrous. Or because at the time we made it, we were knocked out when it sort of came into the British charts at 47. and you know, it's life's very strange. You know, it's really strange.
Yeah.
I just try and I don't think it's affected me as a person. I used to be equally unoutspoken or the same sort of person as I was before it happened. I've seen so much hype that I've had so much hype and had so many interviews that it's all really gone over my head, and I've been able to handle it because I'm sort of, if I'd have been 17 years old and just fresh out of college, I'd probably been sort of, I just don't want to think about it. But I just, you know, what does it all mean? You know? I'm quite happy the way things are. I'm just happy just to make music. He said, "What a great ending to an interview." "I'm just happy to make my music," he said. And we left him sitting there crying.
In his spirit.
So tomorrow night is going to be Echoesville at the Agro... What an Agro Dome.
Agro.
It's strictly... We did a mythical commercial for the Agro Dome once, which was something like... get together with the cows, you know, it's a cow.
Oh, they got
color.
Plastic cows back. Yeah. We have a lighting man who comes around with this. It's fantastic. The guy used to work with Fillmore East, and we hired him because I think lighting's very important. And he said he just couldn't believe it. He went there today and saw all these 8-foot paper mache cows hanging from the ceiling, which I thought is very nice. That appeals to me very much.
Well, that's what it is. It's a place where they hold all the horse shows.
Yeah, cow palace. Cow palace. Yeah, right. And he said there was piles of horse manure there.
Liberace there, they didn't even cover the floor, and all these dolls in their spiky heel shoes were sinking about 3 inches into the mud floor. It was just
really?
Dirt floor.
Yeah. Usually they cover it open, but they didn't for him.
I bet he was annoyed. I like Liberace very much. He appeals to me.
Oh, so that was one of the
he's just so outrageous. I mean, he's a middle-aged Mick Jagger, that guy. Totally freaks me out.
Yeah.
I'm really into Liberace, he said. Put that in your paper. So what else?
Sure.
You must have some more controversy.
Well, speaking about the music, you know, like... With the last three albums, Quigley and I actually do have copies of Empty Sky, and noticed that the piano work and the melody line and the rhythms are starting to repeat themselves. And we were wondering, you know, if it's just because you happen to do these albums in a you know, like a relatively short time.
Yeah, this is always amusing, the melody lines, such as what? I mean, this guy in Rock Magazine said, so-and-so sounds like, he said, what was it, Can I Put You On sounds like Burn Down the Mission. No, not Can I Put You On, something sounds like. Something sounds like Honey Roll sounds like Burn Down the Mission, which I thought was vaguely amusing. The guy should be put into an institution.
well, you got to admit that, like, it's starting to, you know, like, I don't know if it's